Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode of Fat Talks by Tomi. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for always tuning in. It's amazing, isn't it, that we're already on the 25th day of January 2024. The year is already speeding by. To be honest, for me, I feel like I've lived 3 months already in the year. It's been such a jam-packed couple of weeks for me. And it's a good thing. It's good to be busy. But talking of being busy, how are you with going for gold so far? Whatever it is your ambitions are, whatever it is your dreams are, your big plans are, how is it going? I am taking audit of my journey to my goals and looking at how I respond to the challenges on the way to the goal. And that is what I want to talk about today. The journey towards your goals, your big, hairy, scary goals. What to expect on the way to the journey and how to self-correct when you should. As I go on in this podcast, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know, anytime you think of something big, whether the idea is to build a big brand or to raise an amazing family or to even cook a big meal, whenever it is or whatever it is that you plan to do, along the way, there will be a challenge. There will be. But what I find is it is really easy to spell out these goals, sometimes even to articulate them, to write them down. And, you know, many of us take steps towards these goals. We are moving towards them. And along the way, we stop. We stop making moves towards our goals, and then they don't happen. And before you know it, that goal becomes something that you once thought about. You know, it just fizzles away. And then it becomes something sometimes that you mourn, especially when you see somebody else who somehow has done it just the way you had envisioned. So I'm hoping you will stop yourself you'll catch yourself when you do one of these things. So let me go right into it. At what point do you stop? That is what this podcast is about. At what point do you stop? Everybody has a point where they consider the price too high, or where your past fears or history, you're reminded of your past failings and it stops you in your track. At what point do you stop? I'm going to list a couple of points that people in general stop. Some points where I stop. I'm going to kind of face my own demons today as well. Because there will be a point where you need to push further. Where you need to go beyond yourself. Even go against your natural instinct. You know, you have to go even against your fears, against what you even think makes sense. push past that so that you get to the next step, right? It's so important that we kind of check ourselves and understand that point, so that when we do get to that point, we recognize it and we can push past it. So, at what point do you stop? Number one, do you stop when you need to pay more money? Right? Like, it's all fun and games until they bring the price tag. Until they bring the bill. And you realize that your dream is going to cost you. It's going to cost you money you don't have. Money you may need to borrow. Money you may need to take from your savings. At some point, your dreams might cost you money. And then you have to literally put your money where your mouth is. You know, I find that, you know, a lot of people are good at the planning stage. You know, the research stage. There are people who can research forever. They even are happy to take a couple of free online courses. Do all of that. But at the point where you need to drop some money for a real high-level course, you need to buy inventory or pay for a sample. Does that sound familiar? You need to travel, pay for that ticket. You need to buy your first set of inventory. You need to pay for a Facebook ad. Whatever it is, you need to hire a high-level staff or high-level expertise, and you need to pay for that. At that point, you start to justify your fears and say, you know what, it's not worth it, I can't do it. No, it's worth it. You've just reached your point where you need to push back. Your dreams might have to cost you. They may cost you money you have or money you don't. Money you may need to borrow, money you may need to earn. Sometimes your dream will cost you, and it's okay. You know, it's okay. You know, for some people, God said until money is demanded. And suddenly you're like, I'm not sure if I heard God anyways. So is that the point? Is that the point you stop? If it is, check yourself and know that this is the next level in the journey and a risk you have to take. Number two, do you stop when it gets hard? This one is a biggie. Like, you know, there are people who are happy to throw money at it, but can't put in the time or the hours that it takes to bring something to fruition. They can't go through the grind that it takes to bring something to reality. You are very happy. Money is not your issue. You're happy to throw money at it. You can pay for the ad. You can pay for the prototype. You can pay. But maybe your problem is when they say, you know what? You need to get your hands dirty too. You need to have to put in the work as well. You need to study. You need to wait. You need to put the time. You need to do the hard work. You need to roll up your sleeves. You know, for some people, this is it. The point when it gets hard. For some of us, we interpret hardness to signal that it's the wrong move. Are you like that? I can be like that sometimes. When it gets difficult, then I begin to say, it can't be good. Like, it's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to flow. It shouldn't be hard. But you know, a lot of times it gets hard before it gets easy. Don't justify your fear like that. You know, just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not God, doesn't mean it's not good. Because it's hard means that it means something to you. It's stretching you, it's challenging you, it's taking you to new territories, unfamiliar territories. If you're trying to build a life you've never had, you're going to have to do some things you've never done. And if you're going to do some things you've never done, these are new things that you're not used to. That comes with hardness, hardship. It comes with difficulty. It's going to challenge you, at least at first. So is that where you stop? Where you have to learn a new skill? when you have to travel to some uncomfortable place, where you have to do something difficult, where you have to wait. Is that it for you? If it is, know that you need to push past your fear of hard things and know that you can do hard things. You can do hard things. I kind of feel like that should be an affirmation. I want you to say it after me, just like I'm saying to myself. I can do hard things. Number three, at what point do you stop? When you experience embarrassment or when you are exposed. You know, there are people who are happy to do everything they need to do as long as they remain in the background. You know, they want to hide their faces, hide themselves. They're embarrassed. The reason why they're embarrassed is because they fear failure and they don't want to be associated with it. So you kind of feel like if nobody knows I even tried, then it's okay. But nope. When that dream is something you really want, at some point, you have to step up and stand by it. You know, is that where you turn back, though? When you have to show up? Where you have to show yourself? Where you have to risk being ridiculed or embarrassed? Where you need to stand by your dream or this goal that you have? You have to own it. I find a lot of people struggle with ownership. You know, you're happy to be the silent partner. Guess what? Absolutely nothing wrong with being a silent partner for a business. Absolutely nothing wrong with just being an investor and nobody even knows that you're part of a company. Those are not the kind of fears I'm talking about. But where you have to show up and own it, and own it to the point that you know that if it fails, it could be misinterpreted that you failed. Attach yourself to this goal and be the face of the goal, right? This is a fear that I kind of have, and you know, something I'm trying to walk around. You know, I'm on it. This one is a real fear for me. Like, I'm happy to talk on a podcast like this, and I'm more or less faceless, you know. But where I have to have a video podcast, I cringe a little bit. You know, many of us are afraid of cringe, and I'm trying to get past this. You know, I'm so used to recording my podcast and being faceless and, you know, just let my voice do its thing. I'm happy to take a couple of goofy pictures or take a couple of pictures, but to do a video podcast, that's kind of my fear-ish. And I know I have to push past that. You know, so what is that you? If that's you, then you're in good company because that's kind of me as well. You know, but I speak to myself even as I speak to you. Your dream is worthy of you. Nobody is going to show up for you but you. And a lot of times, people buy into you, into the person, into the story behind the project or a brand. So don't be afraid to put your face to it. Don't be afraid to be cringe. Show up. Show up and be cringe and do you. All right? So I think that's number three. Number four. This one's a big one. At what point do you step back? Do you hold back? At the point where you need to let go of control. Ooh, I feel this one. All we control freaks out there. You know, if the dream is big enough, it's going to be bigger than you. Did you hear that? I'm saying this for the person at the back. If the dream is worth anything, if it is truly big, it should be bigger than you. At some point, you need to get people who can do things better than you can. You need to build a team and hire people who are smarter than you. You need to let go of some control and let other people do their thing. This is so important. And I find that people cringe at this point and people stop at this point. At the point when you realize you have to let go. You have to give up some control. You're not giving up interest. You're not even necessarily giving up oversight. But you're giving up the need to do everything. The need to be everything. It is stressful. It is tasking. It is exhausting, actually, to be everything. Beyond it being tiring and all of this, it is also not going to help you grow. Nobody can grow alone. If your business needs you to be everything, then it cannot grow past a certain level. And we all need to grow past a certain level. You know, there's a caveat here. When you do decide to let go of control, to hire up, find people better than you, you're going to resist it a little bit. You are going to find fault at what the experts are doing, or whoever it is you've hired to do this job. You're going to find fault in what they do, even if they're doing a good job. This is human. But you need to recognize it and stop doing it. You know, you need to obviously be able to hire the right people who can actually do this job, right? And once you are convinced that you've hired the right people, then obviously you need to let them do their work. You need to enable them and empower them so that they can do their thing. And then the next level awaits. All right? So what else is there? I'm looking through my notes now. At what point do you stop? I think the final one is when fear creeps in. You know, many people have misinterpreted, or you have I can't find the word for what I'm trying to say. You know, but many people, you know, when fear speaks, you think God is speaking. Right? And I think that is a big problem. Whether you feel God is speaking, or whether you feel your intuition is speaking, or your inner voice, whatever it is, many of us have labeled that voice wrong. It is not God, it is your fear. A lot of us step back when fear steps in. When fear steps into our hearts, when fear fills our hearts, at the point when we are moving to the next level, the point of no return, many of us think, oh, this can't be good. I shouldn't feel this negativity, this energy, this fear. You know, I shouldn't feel like this if this was good or if this was God. That's not true. There's some instances where our fears are acting as a red light, but many times our fears are just acting in our humanity. Our fears are not just signaling, you know, like danger, which is what we think. Sometimes our fears are just telling us we care. You care enough to be concerned, to be afraid, but recognize it for what it is. It is simply you being human. And that is all right. That will never go away. If you are the kind of person that cowers once you feel fear, then you never do anything worthwhile. You need to feel the fear. Maybe even investigate the fear, understand what this fear means. And if you know what it is, it's simply you being afraid of taking risks, of the next level, of whether or not you are qualified or worthy, then you need to move past it. You know, from my personal experience, nothing silences fear more than action. Nothing completely silences it more than success. If there is a voice in my head telling me I can't do something, you know, when I actually do it, the voice no longer has any hold because I have proven it wrong, you know. And sometimes, even if I do something and I get it wrong, the voice is still silenced because now I am saying, okay, so I did it, so it failed, but I'm still standing and have learned from it. This is a muscle, you know, learning to deal with fear and doing it anyway. It's a muscle. So what I suggest is do a few things, little things that you are afraid of, whether it is driving, or whether it's cooking a new recipe, or whatever it is it may be. Do it. And if you fail, what you'll realize is that it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, but it's important that we strengthen that muscle, that risk-taking muscle. And the only way you can strengthen it, as with everything else, is by doing. Nobody learned anything just by reading alone. You learn more than ever by doing. And that muscle, like every other muscle, if it is not worked, it will go flabby. So you need to work your muscle. Work that risk appetite, that risk-taking muscle. Do a few things that scare you, you know, within reason, of course. And, you know, talk to God about it, pray about it, get the strength to do whatever you need to do, but don't cower. All right, that's it for today. This is it. We are right on time. So I'm titling this, at what point do you stop? Okay, and I've thoroughly enjoyed this one. Please share this with your people. Let people understand that at the point where you stop, you need to push past it. And I've mentioned a couple here, so please listen to this over and over and over again and share it with your network. Thank you so very much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Thought Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram at tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you and bye.